Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Homework.
Want to help me with mine? Geometry. You know, I really can't see what good this is going to do me later in life.
Geometry sharpens the mind. Makes you think.
Huh. Makes me think I'm stupid.
Let's see where you went wrong here, dumbhead.
Importance of choosing a career.
It's just an English composition.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What was that about choosing a career, son?
Oh, it's just something I wrote for English class.
Oh, yeah?
Skyscrapers are more than the concrete blocks and the steel girders. Homes are more than the wood and the bricks of which they're made. Modern buildings begin with the architect's dream. My father's an architect, and as for me, I'd like to become one, too, and share in that dream.
Come on, Marcia.
No, wait a minute. I'd like to hear this.
Architecture is an exciting career that grows with the imagination of the architect.
Marcia.
I never knew you really wanted to be an architect. I thought it was just a summer job when you worked at the office last vacation.
Well, Dad, as a
I could talk to Mr. Phillips this summer. I'm sure he'd let you have a job that'll give you a real practical experience.
He would.
Would you like that?
Oh, Dad, the idea is nice.
Oh, good, good. Consider it done.
Wow, you made Dad a happy man.
Yeah, isn't it awful?
Awful.
How's he gonna feel when he hears the truth?
What do you mean the truth?
Marcia, the only reason I wrote that stuff is because I couldn't think of anything else. Now, I don't know what I want to be, but... Me? An architect?
Honey, this coffee is great.
Boy, are you in a good mood tonight.
Yeah.
The lamb chops were great, the salad was great, the rolls were great. How come you didn't say the salt and pepper was great?
Ah, I forgot. Salt and pepper was great. Oh, I don't know, maybe corny. I'm so proud Greg wants to follow in my footsteps.
Well, listen, Mike, I'm just as proud as you are.
Mom, Dad, can we talk to you?
Yeah, sure, kids.
Well, it all started with Greg and his career.
Boy, that was the big topic at dinner tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it started us thinking about our careers. After all, I'm only 2 years younger than Greg.
You want to be an architect?
No, sir. Suppose I was a better one than you are, Dad. I'd put you out of business.
That's what I call real self-sacrifice.
Well, have you decided on anything?
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah?
Dr. Brady wanted in surgery. Dr. Brady report to surgery.
Well, I'll take a wild guess. A doctor.
Right. And I want to be a nurse.
A doctor and a nurse. I think that's great.
Yeah. And we're going to cure all kinds of terrific diseases.
Boy, I feel sorry for the germs already.
Come on. We ought to get down to my chemistry set and start some experiments.
Yeah.
See you later.
Not like last time. I don't want some strange hairy things growing in the refrigerator.
Greg, did you tell Dad last night?
I didn't have the heart. He's so happy about it, I couldn't say anything.
You've got to let him know.
I know. But I've got a better way than telling him. I'll show him.
What do you mean?
Take a look at this. No, it was right the other way.
It was?
Yeah. It's not quite finished yet. But what do you think?
Well, first tell me what it is.
That's a modern house.
Is that the driveway?
That is the moat.
A moat? That's weird. Really weird.
Great. That's what it's supposed to be. The new Greg Brady style is supposed to be weird. Really weird.
I'd say it shows a fantastic lack of talent.
Then that ought to do it. When Dad sees that, he's got to say I don't belong in the architect business. At least then I don't have to disappoint him.
That's a terrific idea. A moat?
Busy, Dad?
No, son. Come on in.
I made this drawing.
Hmm?
I thought maybe you could tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. Here, let's take a look.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking several things here.
Is it any good?
Well, I don't think it's a... When you first start out, it's really a question of good or bad. It's a question of...
Isn't that a great house?
A house? Oh, yeah. This looks almost like a moat.
It is. I was trying for something really different.
Well, I think you've achieved that effect, all right.
Bet you never seen anything like it before.
No, never have. Well, this is very interesting, yes.
You mean you like it?
Well, in any form of art, we look for potential, and this shows some potential, and it shows an awful lot of hard work.
It does.
Yes, you keep at it, and I'll hang on to this and look it over a little more carefully here.
Okay. Thanks, Dad.
Oh, poor Greg.
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't tell him the truth. He's so excited about being an architect.
No, but Mike, do you think it's right to encourage him?
Well, honey, you know, it's his first effort. I don't want him to lose his confidence. You know, maybe if he had the proper tools, if I gave him a drafting kit... And a book that would help him with his perspective.
Oh, boy, does he need perspective.
Hi, Allison.
Where'd you get all those books?
From the library. They're medical books. Every one of them's got pages and pages of terrific diseases.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
A doctor's got to know every disease in these books, if he wants to make people well.
I'll tell you an easier way to make them well. Tell them how much it'll cost to be sick.
Listen to this one. Pericardial tamponade.
Pericardial tamponade? That sure sounds like a powerful disease.
It is. When you get that, you have to be rushed to the hospital and operated on within
minutes. Fantastic. Write that one down. Hey, listen to this one. Nasal parahagitis acute carotid hall.
Wow, I hate to get that. What is it?
A cold with a runny nose. That's the great thing about doctors. They can make anything sound awful.
How's the research coming, Dr. Brady?
Fantastic. So far, we've got 14 fatal diseases, 7 semi-fatal ones, and a whole page of things that can put you in the hospital for at least a year.
That is a fun book.
Ah, what's the matter?
Oh, just the old crick.
Well, quick, look up crick. What does it hurt? Point to it.
If I pointed to it, I'd break my arm.
Well, we've got to be exact, Alice.
Well, it's about where the neck bone connects to the backbone.
Nurse diagram.
Here, doctor.
It's too high for your liver.
Well, maybe I got my liver in the wrong place.
What other symptoms do you have?
I'm the doctor, and I'll ask the questions.
What other symptoms do you have?
Well, now that you ask, sometimes I get this tremendous pull right there.
Write that one down.
Yeah, and then I get a pain right here.
That one, too.
And a pain right over here.
Wow, you've got some swell symptoms.
Do you think it's fatal, Doctor?
I'm not sure, Alice. But you ought to look on the bright side.
Bright side?
Yeah. If it is fatal, you'll never get it again.
Ah! Ah!
Me.
You know, we already have two architects, a doctor and a nurse in the family.
So we figured we'd better hurry up and pick out a couple of careers for us, too.
Yeah. It'd be terrible if we grew up and didn't do anything.
Yeah, the first thing you know, you'll be 12 years old with no visible means of support.
I'm going to be a model. They get to wear all those long dresses with ostrich feathers and stuff.
I'm going to be an astronaut. Probably first man on Mars.
Probably.
So from now on, I'd better eat what they do. You know, all that powdered junk.
I'll start crushing food in the morning.
I think I better have a special diet too, Alice.
How come?
For modeling. I have to worry about keeping my figure.
Don't you think you better wait until you've got one?
See? That's how you do it.
It looks kind of silly.
It's supposed to teach you how to walk gracefully. Now, come on. You try it. Turn around. Balance it. Stand up straight. Go.
Models must have flat heads.
Just keep practicing. Let's see if you can make it all the way through the kitchen.
That's the hardest room of all.
How come?
I have to pass that cookie jar.
Oh, come on. Keep it balanced. Oops.
Marcia, I've made up my mind. I'm going to have to do something drastic.
Like what?
Tell him the truth. I'm just going to have to walk right up to Dad and say, Dad, I don't like it, I'm no good at it, and I just don't want to be an architect.
Here's your chance.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Dad. I better go help in the kitchen.
Dad? There's something I want to tell you.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you, too.
About that drawing yesterday.
That's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. You know, you've been working under a handicap. You remember these?
They look
yeah, it's my own drafting kit. I had to put away as sort of a keepsake, but they're yours now.
Mine?
Yeah, because the correct equipment can make all the difference in the work you do.
Oh, well, thanks,
and I want
Dad,
you to use my den and my drafting table whenever you feel like. What do you say about that?
Nothing.
You know, you're well on your way to being an architect. How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
This is the first set I ever owned, and they're yours now, son. You can use my den, my drafting table. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
To give you these, but I'm not to disturb you because you're drawing something very important.
Thanks, Cindy.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, you're not disturbing me.
Because Mother told me not to disturb you.
It's okay.
Greg, could I ask you one more question without disturbing you?
What is it?
How come you haven't drawn anything?
Cindy, I've got certain problems.
Then I guess I better go. I don't want to disturb you.
Hi, Alan.
Bobby?
Yeah, hi.
Where are you? In here where?
Here.
What are you doing in the doghouse?
It's not a doghouse right now. It's an Apollo 57 space capsule. I'm getting myself in condition to be an astronaut.
You mean astromutt.
Don't tell anybody else I'm in here. I don't want to have any contact with Earth people.
Right. I'll remove myself as soon as I finish hanging up this Earth laundry.
I've got to get used to the loneliness of outer space.
Well, don't spend so long in outer space that you forget we're going to have dinner at 6 sharp in inner space. Roger?
Roger.
If only Dad hadn't given me these beautiful tools. Now he's expecting me to draw something terrific.
Yeah. If you don't come up with something now, he's really going to be disappointed.
I'll say. Hey, wait. Maybe that's it.
What's it?
Well, listen, if after all this, I were to come up with something that's even weirder, oh, you'd have to admit I'd starve as an architect.
Hey, right. Then you can do worse than your last drawing.
If you think that was bad, wait till you see this.
Peter, the stuff in the test tubes hasn't turned green yet, so I think that maybe... What's the matter?
Jan, I've got terrible news.
What do you mean?
I've got an awful disease. I've got... Oh, it's so terrible, I can't even pronounce it.
Are you sure you've got it?
Sure, I'm sure. Look at the symptoms. Shortness of breath. Remember last week in school when I had to run the mile? Remember how I couldn't stop panting?
I remember.
And this. Sore finger joints. And I thought it was from playing baseball without a mitt on.
You mean it isn't?
No. It's from this terrible thing I've got that I can't even pronounce.
Well, now that I look at you, you are kind of pale.
Oh, that's the clincher. Facial discoloration. A lack of color.
It's you, all right.
I'm cooked. I've got it.
Well, does it say how much time you have left?
It says here, about 6 months.
Well, isn't there anything you can take?
If I were rich, I could take a tour around the world.
I'd better break the news to Mom and Dad.
No, it's my job. I'll do it.
What will you say?
I don't know. Maybe I'll tell them to look on the bright side. After all, they'll still have 5 kids left.
That Greg's still in there working away.
I know. He's been at it all afternoon. I've never seen him so intense about anything.
Well, I guess it was those drafting tools I gave him.
Can't wait to see what he's drawn, huh?
How? I can wait.
Oh, sure you can. Just like an expectant mother in her 10th month.
Hi.
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 You have something on your mind, Pete?
Me? Nothing, Dad. Not a thing.
Peter, are you sure you don't have something on your mind?
No. Yeah. I mean, I feel just fine. I've never felt better in my whole short life.
Yeah, well, we didn't ask you how you felt, Peter.
What do you mean, short life?
Oh, nothing.
Peter, are you sure you're all right? You're not coming down with a cold, are you?
A cold? Ha!
All right, Peter, spill it. You're trying to tell us something.
Well, actually, I want... I wanted to ask you something.
Shoot.
Do you have to be 21 to write a will?
A will?
Will?
Peter, what are you worried about a will for?
Oh, I'm not worried. It's just that, well, for instance, that new skateboard I just got, I just want to make sure it doesn't end up in the wrong hands.
All right, Peter. What's this all about? The truth now.
It's all here. Page 95. The paragraph on the bottom. Brace yourself, Mom. Dad, it's not going to be easy.
You mean this? Anacardiacea?
So that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, what about it?
It's fatal, and I've got it.
What do you mean?
Read.
Hey, Peter, wait a minute. You didn't read this very carefully. There are two pages stuck together.
Huh?
Well, you've gone from page 95 to page 98. You got the symptom of one disease and the diagnosis of another.
You mean I haven't got the fatal one?
Well, I doubt that very much. Here, the fatal one can only be contracted through the bite of the bandicoot or hyena after having eaten the bark of certain trees in India and South Africa.
Have you been to India or South Africa lately?
Gee, then what have I got?
Well, let's see. If you're suffering from anacardiacea, that is the scientific name for poison ivy.
Poison ivy?
That's all it is. You'll itch, but you'll live.
Thanks. I better go tell my nurse.
Can I come in?
Yeah, sure. Greg, come on in.
Well, here it is. And, Dad, those tools you gave me really made the difference.
Let's take a look here.
Think it's good?
Well, I think it shows tremendous effort.
Tremendous effort. He said it showed tremendous effort. I can't believe it.
Greg, you've got no choice. No matter how much it hurts, Dad, you've got to tell him.
He's hopeless as an architect, isn't he?
Honey, let's face it. What we have here is Frank Lloyd Wrong.
Well, you know, I think you ought to tell him the truth, no matter how much it hurts.
Can I come in again?
Sure, come on in, Greg.
There's something I gotta tell
you. Greg,
I hope you don't take this wrong. Dad, let me say this. I just don't want to be an architect, no matter how much you'd like it. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
You don't?
No.
Greg, just because I'm an architect doesn't mean you have to be an architect.
I don't?
No.
Honey, your father and I want you to be what you want to be.
Oh, what a relief.
Yeah, it is.
Dad, I should have leveled with you in the first place.
Well, I guess I should have leveled with you, too, son. The drawings you made were pretty bad.
Yeah, that's funny. I don't think they were bad at all. I think they're the worst things I have ever seen in my life.
Shopping yet.
Yeah, do you want to add something else to the list?
We sure do.
Okay, shoot.
Marshmallows, donuts, pretzels.
I have caramel corn, peanuts, popcorn, a bottle of cherries, some potato chips,
and some of those little...
Wait a minute. How do you expect to eat all of that and still be an astronaut and a model?
Oh, we're through with all that. We've decided to have more sensible careers.
Oh, like what?
I'm going to be a professional football player. So I have to be real heavy.
And you?
I'm going to be a lady wrestler. Chocolate pudding.
Vanilla and strawberry ice cream.
Yeah, and some butterscotch.
And splendid. Pie. Now, what would you like for dessert?
Uh-huh.